Up to Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk, Yud. No, take it back. Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Mem Aleph, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Al Tiri'i Tolas Yaakov. Do not be afraid, the worm Yaakov. Now, what an expression. Tolas Yaakov. So, Rashi and the Besudas explain, they say the same idea. A worm is weak. A worm is obviously a very weak, delicate creature. But the koyach of a worm is its mouth. A worm has the power to chew away and to cause great harm with its mouth. And this refers to Klal Yisrael. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is not their physical power. It's not their wealth. It's not their influence. It's the koyach hatfilah, the koyach hapeh, which refers to HaKol Kol Yaakov. The Kol Yaakov, Koyach HaTorah, Koyach HaTfilah, and that's what Rashi says. Let's see the Rashi inside. Mishpachas Yaakov HaChalosho, that's weak Kitolas. What do we mean by saying that it's weak like a worm? She'ein lo gevura ela bepia. The only Koyach of a worm is through its mouth. It can cause wood to rot, to, like we say, the wormy wood. The wood eats away at the wood. And the Klal Yisrael's Koyach Shul Koyach Atfilah Mitzvah says come out the same thing. Adas Yaakov Hachalusha Kitolas Ve'in Koyach Ela Bepeh. He Hatfilah Kitolas Hazo, like this worm Shebepia Minaseres Barozin. It eats away. It carves away at wood. So do not be afraid. Misei Yisrael. Now what does this word Misei? This is a very interesting word. We had this many times. Misei means Anshe, according to the Mitzudos, it means the people. Rashi is different. Rashi says Mispar. So according to Rashi, Nisei Yisrael means the number, the large multitudes of Klal Yisrael. Do not be afraid. Through the Koyach HaTfilah, you'll be able to prevail. You'll be able to bring the Gula. You'll be able to overcome your enemies. According to the Mitzudos, Nisei means people, like men. Nisei and people. And some want to say that there was a Rav Schwab writes about this, is that what would then be the singular of the word Nisei? Misu. And we have in Chumash Misu Shelach, Misu El. There were people. What does it mean? Misu Shelach. It means Mister Shelach. Misu means an ish, a man Shelach. Just like here, we have Misay in the plural means the people, the Anshe, the Anoshim, the multiple, the many people of Klal Yisrael. In the singular form, it would be the ish. So the name Misu Shelach means the Ish Shelach. And we would translate this to mean Mr. Shelach. And indeed there are other examples of we have people, we have words, men, which the beginning of their name begins with the word Misu. Mem Saf Vav, yes.
I always touched Mehu Shalach. It's Mehu Shalach. He sent away death because he lived so long.
He sent away death. Interesting. Okay. Misu Shoel. So that means, Misu means Mr. Kel. I mean, that was a name that he was a Kel. Literally means a power. He was an authority. We use the word Kel in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but literally Kel means an authority. He was a Mr. Authority. That's, yeah.
In Hodu, we have Biyoskem Misei Mispar.
Misei, awesome. Two words are put together.
Uh-huh.
So it's a poetic, according to Rashi, it fits very well. It's a reinforcement of the number Misei Mispar. It's a the Shibra HaLashon number. Okay, so two, that's another very interesting to keep in mind. This expression comes up very often in, as you say, in the Nosach HaTfilah and in Tanakh. Misei doesn't mean a mispar, or does it mean anoshim? And that would give us the right to say that the misu is a singular for anoshim. Let's go further. Ani azarti, Hashem says, do not worry through your Koyach HaTfilah. I will help you. Nu'um Hashem, nu means to say, so says Hashem, the Goylech and your Redeemer, Kedosh Yisrael, the Holy of Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was called Holy Yisrael, and Hashem says, I am your Redeemer. Nu'um Hashem goes back goes on Aniyaz Artich Nu'um Hashem, and the Goylech Kedosh Yisrael, Nu'um Hashem. That's part of the poetic expression of these psukim, that we take these words and these expressions and we repeat it multiple times. Pasuk Tezvav, Hine Samtich Limarok Charus. Over here we are describing Achris Hayamim, that will come a point in time, even though we have learned the previous psukim throughout the Sefer that Klal Yisrael is extremely weak and suffers very much in the time of Galus, but the time will come when the Shabbat will give Klal Yisrael power, might, and will allow them to prevail over their enemies, and they are compared in this pasuk to a morog chorutz, chodosh bal pifios, that has many, many spikes. Now we have to understand in agriculture, when you harvest the crop, you bring the crop to the silo, you have to thresh the grain. How does one thresh the grain? There are many techniques. They use animals, but the simplest way is to take a tool, and the tool is called a morog. A morog is basically a board, like a board with a handle, and on the other side of the board are spikes. And you take this, the grain is on the floor, and you basically go up and down, or you go back and forth, and the spikes rub against the stalks of grain, and that separates the kernel from the chaff. And we indeed, when we discussed the mashal of chinuch, we had that the end of a long time ago. So we had a mashal that you have to be very careful, that every type of grain requires a different degree of crushing. There are some grains which are very rough, and you have to take the wheel of a wagon, and the wheel of a wagon is even more intense than a threshing board. And you go back and forth with the wagon over the grain, that will cause the kernel to separate from the chaff. There are some grains which are very delicate. You take a stick and you lightly beat the stalk, and it separates the kernel from the chaff. Here we're dealing with some type of grain which is in the middle, which appears to be the most common type, is wheat and barley, where you would actually take this tool called the morog. Chorutz means it is sharp. Chorutz, chodosh, it is new, so the spikes are sharp. After it gets old, then the spikes are no longer as sharp, it's not as effective. Baal pithios has a lot of spikes. Sometimes you can buy a cheap morog. It only has 20 spikes. The more expensive models have 50 spikes. Everything today is a business. You know, everything, how many hours can your tape recorder hold, right? How much memory does your computer have? How much, so on and so forth. How many pixels does the screen have? If you buy an iPhone, you know, there are different types of iPhones. You have what's it called, the speed, downloading speed, 3G? Or is it 4G? Very big difference, right? Baruch? What's it called? So everything has a different model. Here it says that the chorutz, by the Hashem, is going to make Klal Yisrael to a moruk that is chorutz, that is sharp, chodosh, it is new, baal pifios, has a lot of spikes, the best model. Yeah.
Morag is also a name in the news, a place where people are being threatened to be evicted. I have to assume that the name comes from here. Morag.
Okay.
So santik means we'll make
you. I will make you.
But it also mean I will make for you.
No, it means I'm going to make you will be equivalent. You, the Klal Yisrael, will have the koyach, the equivalent power of a morog. There's obviously great significance that why does Hashem compare us to a morog compared to other types of tools? There are millions of tools, not millions, but there are hundreds of different types of tools, whether it's tools for agriculture, whether it's tools for building, or it's a tool for, I don't know, for all different types of trades. But here Hashem says that in Achris Hayam you'll be compared to Merk Harutz, that's sharp, Chadosh, that's new, Baal Tefios, many different spikes, Tadush, and with this you will thresh, you will rub, you will scrape back and forth, Harim, mountains. Mountains here refer to the mighty nations, those that thus far have been exalted and are high and are powerful, this Sadok, and you'll polarize them into dust. By going back and forth, you'll make this mighty mountain, your enemies, into dust. Ugvaos, and hills, kamots tasim, you'll make them into chaff. They'll be turned into particles that are insignificant. And then what will happen to the chaff and the dust? Tizraim, you will pick it up, and you will throw it out into the wind. Veruach tisaim, the wind will, what?
Scatter.
You'll scatter it. And as you'll scatter it, the wind will pick it up. And the wind will disperse it, will carry it away. Usara, and a whirlwind, a stronger wind, tafitz or some will cause it to disperse. The ata, and you at that point in time, after you have destroyed your enemy, tagil b'Hashem, you will rejoice. You will rejoice in your Savior, in the Holy of Yisrael, you will praise. You will praise Kodesh Baruch Hu for your success and for being married and for witnessing the Geula, where Hashem is now giving you your reward and bringing punishment upon the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Now we go to a new thing. Pasuk Yitzayin. Ho aniyim v'hev yonim v'vak shemayim. The poor and the destitute are seeking water. Will seek water. What does this refer to? So there are two different interpretations. It's Rashi and the Mitzudos. They basically touch upon the major Mahalchim. According to the Mitzudos, it's referring to returning to Eretz Yisrael. The time will come. It's not if Yishai is referring to the building of the Bayis Sheni, or he is referring to the ultimate Geula in our time. But you will return to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael will be a wasteland. After the Churban, the destruction of the Bayis Rishon, or after the Churban of the Bayis Sheni and the long 2,000 years of Golus, you come back to Eretz Yisrael, what's there? There was nothing there. Even go back. I go back 50 years ago. What was Eretz Yisrael? There was very little there. All of these things that you go today, visit Eretz Yisrael, you see there, almost nothing existed. Even 50 years ago, you didn't have all of these cities and these communities and all this technology. And it's, I mean, even the coastal. I remember when I was a child, I went to the coastal. You go to the coastal, they didn't recognize it. Relative to all of the things they've built and the gates. I remember going to the coastal as a little kid. It was just big open fields. You know, the bus stopped in front and that was it. Now there's gates and there's this and there's this and there's all these things going on over there. It's a different world. So when they came to Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be a desert. A total desert. And the people are going to seek water. And this is a mashal, according to the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says you're going to seek water, meaning you won't even have the basic bare necessities. There won't even be tissue paper. Remember, and water was dangerous. Remember, in the early Eretz Yisrael, don't drink the water. Water is just for... they had bottled water long before there was bottled water in America. Who ever heard of bottled water in America years ago? I don't know if you're too young to remember. There was no such thing as bottled today. Only bottled water. Only bottled water. Unheard of. When Eretz Yisrael, that was the way it was. You couldn't drink water because... Mamish, what?
We drank the water 49 years ago.
In Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, definitely.
Nope. You got used to it. Okay.
Yeah.
It was not, but I guess people who live there, so they became immune. But like people, you're just a tourist for a week or two, so they would tell you, don't drink the water if you want to get sick. And they still say that today?
What?
In Eretz Yisrael.
I don't drink the water.
You don't drink the water. I'm sure today they have technology. I mean, even they do incredible things.
Maybe
even
they tell you to boil the water.
In Eretz Yisrael, they still tell you to boil the water? Okay.
Well, that's kind of good.
Okay. But ho'aniyim v'avim v'vak shemayim, it's like... Mamash, you can read the psukim with Pshutashal Mikra. If you want to apply it to modern times, they would seek water, even water they didn't have. Va'ayin, and it doesn't exist. Ayin means it doesn't exist. L'shaynam ba'atzama nashasa, their tongues would be turned away. Nashasa means to turn away or to be missing. The Mitzudos translates the word nashasa inyan hataka, to be removed. The water has been removed, has ceased to exist. So due to a lack of water, their tongues have turned away in thirst. It's an expression. The expression means there is no water. So their tongues dried up. Their tongues dried up in thirst. That's what's going to happen at the time of the Geula. When the Geula begins, the very early stages of Geula, whether this refers to coming back to the time of the Bayis Sheni or refers to the ultimate Geula, but Hashem says, do not worry, I will do for you miracles. Ani Hashem, a name, I will answer you, you will call out to me and you will beg, what's going to be? We don't even have the basic necessities. I will answer you, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Yisrael, Lo Ezvein, will not abandon His people at this point in time. Let's read the Pesukim according to the end, according to the interpretation of the Mitzudos, and then we'll learn according to Rashi, which Lufi Darko is always more Midrashic. Eftach al Shifayim Niharos, Hashem says, I will do miracles. I will open up upon the mountains rivers. That's not common. Rivers don't normally flow on the top of the mountains. The rivers flow on the bottom of the mountains. Top of the mountains is where the rivers begin, the snow begins to melt. What? The sources. And then when you have what's called a river, that's at the bottom. So here it says, Al Sifayim Naharos, even on the top of the mountains, there's going to be such an abundance of water, even on the top of the mountains, already there will be flowing rivers of water. Uvesoch Bikaos Mayonos Asim. Normally, fountains are found on the top of the mountains, as the Parsha says, on top of the mountains, not on the bottom. And so here it says the other way around. On the top of the mountains, you will find fountains. Midbar la'aga mayim, or mayonos, uvesoch b'ko'os mayonos, and in the valleys, you will find in the valleys fountains. Asim midbar la'aga mayim, I will transform the desert into springs of water. The Eretzia, a dry land, limotzoei mayim, will be a place where water comes forth. Etain b'midbar, then
I'm sorry. Is there any reason that why in the previous pasuk they use aniim ve'evyonim? One would have been enough.
Okay, that's a very common. It's a poetic expression that we have all over. According to the simplest interpretation, it's just poetry. It's two words which mean the same thing. An evyon is worse. An evyon is toiv lakol. A poor man is poor, but he has basic necessities. He struggles. He struggles for survival, but he has a house, he has what to wear, he does not know where he'll get his next meal. But right now he has what to live on. An evyon is a homeless person, toiv lakol, doesn't even have the basic necessity, doesn't even have a shirt on his back, doesn't have a place to sleep. Why do we have both expressions? It's a poetic expression. But I'm certain that if we look deeper into the Mefarshim, it alludes to different situations, different ideas at different points in time in the future.
How do you
catch toy left? Who yearns for everything.
Oh,
right. He yearns for everything. So now we come over the pasuk. Yites eretz etain b'midbar eretz shita v'hadas ve'etz shamen. Four different types of wood. Eretz is cedar. Shita, I do not know, some type of wood, some type of shitim. Atze shitim. Some type of wood. You know what is it called in English?
Acacia.
Okay, is that common among us? Do we have that kind of wood?
No.
Okay, so we have a what?
Times crossword puzzle.
Okay. But I'm sure you can find it somewhere in the world. Eretz, we know, is cedar. Shita, hadas, is myrtle. That we know what it is. Hadas and wood. The eight shaman is a certain type of wood that's oily. Probably, I'm sure there's some translation for it. They know what this is. Four different types of wood. The chiddush is normally these woods do not grow in the same region. In a country, in a region where erez grows, you're not going to find the eighth shaman. And where you're going to find hadasim, you're not going to find the shita, and so on and so forth. Hashem says, I will do a miracle, and I will cause that in one location, one land in Eretz Yisrael, all four different types of wood will grow, will appear, and will be produced. And these four different types would obviously refer to four different major natural resources or accomplishments that you will succeed in developing in Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, what else will I cause? Asim barava, I will set. Asim means to set, and here it means I will cause to develop, to grow in the arava, in the lowlands, in the plain. Like a arava is another word for a desert. Arava is a plain which was similar to a desert. Three different types of trees. Okay, these are trees, birosh, and tidhar, and use'ashur. Okay, I don't know what these are. They're three different types of trees, meaning iloni sarak, certain types.
Birosh is a cypress?
Yes.
Cypress, and tidhar. Okay, different types of trees, iloni sarak, different types of trees, trees which do not produce fruit, and they're used for the wood. Yachtav, all three will grow together, repeating the theme we said before, that it's very rare to have in one region these three trees grow to their needs. The climate that is necessary to produce a barosh is the opposite, would be harmful for the tidar and the usa'ashur, and vice versa. The climate, you need a lot of water, you need less water, a lot of sunlight, less sunlight, it's a contradiction. But Hashem says, nevertheless, yachtav, I'm going to perform a miracle. I'm going to allow that the Eretz Yisrael shall develop everything that you can possibly imagine. The four different types of wood in the beginning of the pasuk in the desert, and the three different types of wood in the Arava. There's a parallel. There's a midbar and there's Arava. In the midbar there are four woods: Ereshita, Hadas, Eitz, Shamen. And in Arava there's Barosh, Tidr, and Useashur. And all of these things, Yachta, will grow together, and the land will be filled. And the meaning here is, Hashem, you're going to come to the land. You're going to come to the land, and it's going to be a desert. How in the world are you going to survive? You need to construct buildings. You need to construct homes. You don't even have what to drink. Don't worry. There'll be streams of water. There'll be wells. There'll be everything you need. And as far as the building supplies, natural resources, you need oil. You need natural gas, and you need electricity. Whatever you need, you got it. I'm going to give you everything, and it's going to be miraculous. Yeah.
This is another one of those psukim that we find in Zmiros, mm-hmm. right? Hadas mm-hmm. Shita Barosh Tidhar.
Yes.
Dror Yikra.
Mm-hmm. And Dror Yikra, very nice. Very good, very good. Okay, excellent.
Are the Mepharshim that talk about these as being maybe different types of people or something like that?
Interesting, you want to see different types of leaders. Different types of scientists, technology experts, and architects. Possibly, it's symbolic. Oh, absolutely, it is subject to interpretation. Absolutely. When it comes to Nevi'im, there is a very free reign to a certain degree. You have to be careful not to go too far. Like Havdil, unfortunately, the Christians really get carried away sometimes with some of these psukim. But you see Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab takes a very, he takes a license to say things that are not traditional. That's not in Rashi. You don't find that in Chumash. In Chumash, people are very careful. They're looking for a source. There's a lot of Rishonim. There are the early Achronim. To interpret Sukkim in reference to new ideas, symbolic of what it means today, you don't really see that. People are very, very careful. When it comes to Nevi'im, when it comes to the prophecies of Yasalavo, people are much more liberal in their interpretation. And as long as you're careful, then I guess you can figure out what it means, because that's really, it's being set for future. The whole focus of Nevuah is Ladoros. He's speaking to us in our times, and this is so true. He interprets this Rav Schwab, Rav Schwab really goes with Rashi. He focuses on Rashi, which we'll get to in a moment. But if you interpret this as the Metzudos that this refers to, the Metzudos appears to learn this referring to the time of the Bayis Sheni. And after, when Ezra, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel, when they came to build the Bayis Sheni, so what was there? The land was desolate for 52 years. There was nothing. The land was Chorav, Shomei. Maybe there were a few people roaming around, but there was nothing. They came there. How in the world are we going to build the Beis HaMikdash? We built Koresh, told the Jewish people, go home. You can build the Beis HaMikdash. 42,000 people went. It was a terrible tragedy. The rest of Klal Yisrael didn't go. But they went. How could 42,000 people survive? There's nothing to drink. Hashem says, do not worry, come, and I'll take care of you. And that's what happened. And the same thing is true for our times. Our times, we've seen that in our own lifetimes. Every time you go to Eretz Yisrael, I haven't gone to Eretz Yisrael that many times. Gone a handful of times. But every time I've gone to Eretz Yisrael, it's a new place. I don't recognize it. I'm telling you, I go every 5 years, I've gone, something like that. Every time I go, it's completely different. It's as if I'm going to a different country. So many new things. Like my brother, he lives in a certain area. So when he first moved in there, a small little development. There was almost nothing there. I come back there, it's booming. They built buildings and buildings and buildings everywhere. And everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, it's like that. Even the yeshivas and even the Mekomos HaKadoshim, they build it. They do things to accommodate the people, and it's mamish what it says here. From a place that's literally a desert, it's blossomed into all of whatever you can possibly need and want. Hashem says He will provide. Let's go finish up this until the next pasuk. Leman, so that Yiru v'yedu, according to the Mitzudos, I'm doing all this that the nations of the world. I thought it simply you mean that you should see, that the Jewish people shall see, and they should. Understand Hashem's ways. No, Rashi, I think the Mitzvah says no, it's referring to the nations of the world. The nations of the world should take note of the miracle that Hashem has done for His people, and they should repent, and they should do tshuva, and they should appreciate the Jewish people and be kind to them. and come close to them and learn from them and observe the Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach Laman, so that Yiru, they should see, who's they? The Goyim, the nations of the world. The Yedu, they should know that Hashem is the creator, Hashem is in control. The Yosimu, Yosimu here means they shall upset. What does it mean, set? They should apply themselves. They shall set aside time to devote themselves to the service of Hashem, the Askilu, and they should understand, deeply understand, develop their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yachdav, together with the Jewish people. Together with the Jewish people, they should learn from them. The Jewish people will serve as an Or La'amim, and they will influence the nations of the world to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yad Hashem Osis Azos, the hand of Hashem has done this. Ukidosh Yisrael Bira'ah, and the Holy One of Yisrael, another term referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the poetic repetition, has Bira'ah, has created everything you see. This incredible success of what has happened to this little teeny land, Eretz Yisrael, that has been transformed from a midbar, Narava, with without even water, to a metropolis, to a capital of the world, in such a short period of time. People should wake up and see and understand that it is the hand of Hashem who has done this. The Holy of Yisrael has created such a reality. Look at the Mitzudos, how he finishes off. It's very powerful stuff. Laman Yiru, Pasuk Chof, in the Mitzudos David, Laman Yiru, Ze HaPela, this wonder, Es Elohem, I will do for the Jewish people. Why? Why will I allow this to happen so quickly? Laman Yiru Ho'akum, the nations of the world shall see, V'yosimu Alev, they shall apply themselves, they shall take note, V'yaskilu, and they shall make themselves wise, enlighten themselves. Ladas, to know es yad Hashem, ladas, to know asher yad Hashem osis azos hagu'ula u'bora hapela hahi, and Hashem has created this wonder. Okay, so this pretty much concludes the interpretation of the Mitzudos David. Very simple, straightforward. He is directing this lefidarko to the immediate future of the return of the exiles, the Bayis Rishon, 70 years later after the Churban Bayis Rishon, which means that he's speaking about an event that will take place in 200 years from the time he is speaking. Yishai is speaking approximately at the time of Chizkiyahu, approximately, a little before, a little bit after, whenever that was. And the time of Chizkiyahu, the time of Sanhedrin, was 125 years before the Churban Bayis Rishon, and then 70 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon was the return, basically the return of the Geula, when they were allowed to return. So he's speaking about an event 200 years from the time that will occur in 200 years. But if you take that same idea of the Mitzudos and you apply it to our times, he's really speaking about an event 2,500 years from when he's speaking. And it's even more true. It's even more true 2,500 years later than it was 200 years from the time that he spoke. 100% more true. And that's all part of Nevuah, multiple layers. He's saying something for the future. You think he's referring to the future in 200 years. It's true, he was referring to the future. But there's also an interpretation and there's depth. There are nuances in the Lashon that allude to events 2,500 years from the time that he spoke. This is the Mitzudos with our little twist. Now Rashi has a beautiful interpretation, and the Rav Schwab, he develops this in a very beautiful way. And the basic yisod is every time it says the word Mayim in Tanakh or in Chazal, Mayim is always a mashul for Torah. And here he's referring to a tkufa where there's no Torah, and we're not necessarily referring to Eretz Yisrael. We're referring to the Midbar and the Arava. And what's the Midbar and the Arava? Golos. And Lefi Pshutog. And the same idea. You can refer to one tkufa and you can apply it to 2,500 years. We're referring Lefi Pshutog, according to Rashi, to Bavel. We're now referring to 200 years, referring to 125 years. And Yeshaya is saying, I know what's going to happen. You don't believe me. You think now you're on a high. Chizkiyo prevailed over Sancheriv. Sancheriv is dead. His army is dead. The world is coming to bow down to Chizkiyahu. Even this Baladon, Meroidach Baladon, has come in here to give gifts and to bow down to. You think this is going to last? I got bad news for you. This is not going to last. The same way the Aseres HaShvatim have gone into Golus. The Malchus of Yehuda will go into Golus in 125 years, long after I'm gone. And then what's going to happen? You can go to Bavel. And in Bavel will be a desert. It's a desert. It's a nice place, Bavel. There's an economy, and there are sports, and there are activities, there's entertainment. There's no desert in Bavel. Bavel was the America of the day. So what's the desert? There's no Torah.
What's no Torah?
No Torah. Garnished. No yeshivas. No Rashi yeshivas. There's no rabbanim. There are no shuls. Nothing. You'll be taken to Golus into a midbar. A midbar mamish. No mayim. And every of the people, it will be amaratzim. And niyim ve'yoinim. You won't even know an ani. Ani maybe means you know the basic halacha, but you don't have a place to daven. And Evyon, Toiv Lakol, you don't even know how to daven, you don't even know how to read. It will be a churban, a midbar. And what's going to happen? Hashem says, don't worry in Babel, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to bring for you Talmidei Chachomim. I'm going to cause it to happen. They're going to be the Tanoim and the Amoroim. First came the Anshei Knes HaGedoyla, and from there they developed the Tanoim, the Amoroim, and the Goinim, Rabban Savroi, and Talmud Bavli. Developed in Bavel simultaneously with the Super Medisa, simultaneously with the time they rebuilt the Bayis Rishon, was rebuilt. Not everyone went. That was a story of Churban in itself. Not everyone returned to Eretz Yisrael. People remained in Bavel, and Bavel, the Midbar, blossomed with incredible success. And who are these trees? Like we say in the Kinos, the Arzei HaLevanon, the cedars of the Levanon. I'll bring for you there in Babel Rabbanim, Rashi Yeshiva, and Melandim, every different specialist you can imagine in Torah, specialists in Torah. People are experts in this Indian and that Indian, all the different types of wood and types of trees will develop in the Midbar, and from that will be the core that will take Klal Yisrael through the next 2,000 years of Golus. That's how Rashi basically learns this. It's a mushel. Let's see the words of Rashi inside. Rashi pasuk yud zayin mevakshe mayim nisnabi hanavi al achres hayamim. Now, okay, Rashi here says achres hayamim. Okay, I told you about Bavel, so I'm a little playing around with the Rashi in a moment. But what does that mean? Mayim lo yirohev lo lechem. There will not be a famine for bread. There will be bread. There's not going to be a thirst for real water. There'll be water, Baruch Hashem. And Achres Hayamim, when it says there'll be a thirst for Mayim, it means Ein Mayim LaTorah Kiim L'Shmoyes Tevar Hashem Yeshoytutu. They will swim Levakesh as Tevar Hashem V'lo Yimtzu, but V'lo Yimtzu, they're not going to find it. Uchshiyashuv Afu, when they do return,
Apo.
And Hashem's anger, thank you. When Hashem's anger returns, when Hashem is no longer angry, Yochin lohem lechem umayim v'yishkoin shchina. Hashem will rest his shchina v'ruach v'fi nivyeim. Hashem will rest his shchina among them. So this is. Okay, let me go further. Nishasa lashem nash umayim. Okay, let's go to the next Rashi. Nehoros pasuk yudches lev maven. The rivers refers to a heart to understand the Torah l'mevua. Midbar, Mokom Shalo Hoysa Chachma HaTaira. Now, Pasuk Yutes, Etain Bamidbar Eres Shita, Kol Mine Yishuv Af Bam Etain Kol Mine Chachma. All different types of wisdom. The trees refer to different types of wisdom. Toiva V'Shalom, Tidar V'Ta'ashur, Shemos Nanitzrak HaSim Lubinyan. So basically what this means, that Rav Schwab explains, if I'm there, and also we can develop this on our own, so you take Rashi's Yisoid. Rashi is saying a lot of things, it's very Makatza, but Rashi's Yisoid is referring to Bavel. You have to look also at the other Rishonim, how they explain this. But if Mayim is Torah, the trees represent the Talmidei Chachomim, and the Minei Chachma, And the simple interpretation is referring to what's going to happen 125 years. There's going to be a Bavel. And in Bavel, it's a Midbar. There's no Torah. Hashem says, do not worry, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to influence the people to become Talmidei Chachamim. And that will serve as the foundation to get Klal Yisrael through the next 2,500 years. Because the Bayis Sheni was never meant to be forever. The Bayis Sheni was only meant to be, Sayyid Chorban, the Bayis Sheni, it was a very nice binyan, 420 years. Godly covered a Bayis Achre Min Harishon, but the Bayis Sheni was never really a Hashlama, was never the real thing. The Shechina did not rest in the Bayis Sheni like in the Bayis Rishon. There was no Aron, there was no Luchos. There were a lot of things that were missing in the Bayis Sheni. It was just a... It was a chizuk to prepare Klal Yisrael for the long goalless of 2,000 years until the Bayis Shlishi. But Hashem says, do not worry, in Bavel I'm going to develop for you, create for you a foundation of Torah and Yerushalayim with what's Mayim and Mayim and all of these different types of trees. And if we take the same thing we said before, we can now multiply this by 2,500. And Yishai is not just speaking what's going to be in Bavel, he's talking about America. He's talking about after the Churban Europe, after the Holocaust, where Mamish, the whole Europe was, the whole Germany, Poland, was wiped out. Klal Yisrael, so it's a half of a fellow who studied the Holocaust, what happened there. What was going to do with Klal Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael wasn't developed yet, wasn't ready in those early years to handle single-handedly the rebuilding of Klal Yisrael. Now it is. Now already come out it is. But in those early years, Eretz Yisrael was just getting started. There needed to be another base to transition, to get Klal Yisrael from Europe to Eretz Yisrael, and that was America. That's where most of the refugees went, to America. And what was in America? Nothing. Midbar of Arava. No Mayim. No yeshivas. Nothing. Zero zilch. And Hashem says, don't worry. In the Midbar, in the Arava, there'll be Mayim. There'll be Arozim. There'll be Atzeshitim. There'll be Chochma. And through that will be able to be the transition to get you to your final destination, to Eretz Yisrael, which we see in our own lifetimes actually happening. Everything is going to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is developing higher and higher. Okay, so that we will conclude with Pasuk Chaf Aleph.